סימן ריש פי בל סעיף ה. אם לא נמצא מי שיודע להפטיר. If we don't have a person that knows how to read to learn the Haftorah, אלא אחד מהאיסם שאולו לקרוא בתורה. Only one of the seven people that already got an Aliyah. וכבר אומר שליח ציבור קדיש, and already said the Kaddish after the Shiva Oilim, אחר קריאס הפרשו. זה שרוצה להפטיר, so they want to give again Aliyah to one of the people that got already one of the seven Aliyahs, so he could read the Maftir. צריך להחזיר בליקרס, you have to give him another Aliyah after the Kaddish, ויבורך על קריאוס התחילו וסויף, so he's the Maftir, and then he reads the Haftorah. Before we start, I want to explain a little akdama. This halacha is based on the halacha that we're learning in Simen Reish Pei Dalet, Seif Dalet, in the Ramah, that in time of the Chazal, in time of the Shulchan Aruch, was a akpode, that the person that got the maftir, he would be the one that will read, that will learn the Haftorah. This was the minhag, and this is a big akpode. The Ramah says not to give a aliyah of maftir to someone that cannot read. We'll see later that in our days, it's different. In our days, that the Baal Koyre reads the Haftorah, this halacha doesn't exist. We'll see it in a second. But Me'ikar Adin, the person that gets the aliyah's maftir, he has to read. So we have seven people that got aliyah l'Torah. Now you want to give maftir, and there's no one that knows how to read the Haftorah. And the halacha is we don't give Haftorah only to a person that knows how to learn, how to read the Haftorah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you give over again aliyah to one of these people. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, if Kotten Chof Zayin, Im Loi Nimtzo, Vuadim B'Shabbat Shel Chazoin, not only there's not a person that knows the timing, the trap, Afilu Nimtzo Mishu Yedea Le'Haftir Benovi, but no one knows, none of the people, Chutz, one of the people that got aliyah, Ashur Yedea Le'Koinen Kanog, he doesn't know the meaning of the Nigan, the special Nigan for Parshat Chazoin, Gam Gendina Ochi, Tzorich Lachzo Ve'Likrois, Ve'Afilu Ashvi Roitze Le'Haftir, Tzorich Lachzo Ve'Likrois, even if the seventh person that got the aliyah Shvi's, he's the one that wants to read after, he's the one that knows to read, to learn, I would say it could be maftir, because a maftir oile l'shiva min akruim. So why you have to give him another aliyah? Kevon shehilsik bakadish already, b'meile you have to give him another aliyah. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains. That nichnosim l'yedu sheze a maftir korem mitchila b'toiro. They will not know that he got shvi. The ike bizoyon l'toiro. Why? Because I'm reading the Gemara and Megillah, why the maftir really has to get also aliyah? Why? Because if not, the Iyam Maftir Yaftir, Benevim, Vivorich Olovelo Ikro Batoiro, and he will get Aliyah and the Novi and will make a Birkas Atoire. Arionu Mashvim Divrei Anevim Latoire Bekriro Bebroch. Lochen Tzorich Likro is a Maftir Batoiro Tchilo, Mzeiru Shatoiro Ikoris. Even this person read again in the Torah. If that person really got Shvi, and now it's a Kaddish, if he will only make the Haftorah, people will think that he never read, he never got a Maftir, the Broch, the Kriyas HaTorah. Not the same person will get two Aliyahs straight, one after each other, right after each other. One of the people that got the first Aliyahs will get a double Aliyah after the Kaddish. Again, if no one else could, for sure the Shvi could get another Aliyah, and then he reads the Maftir, the Haftorah. Yaftir Misha'olo, Ainu Shi Yaftir Benovi. If, the Ramah says, Avolim Lo Yomar Kaddish, what would be if they didn't say it Kaddish? Yaftir Misha'olo La Shvi, Im Yodea. So then you don't have to give another Aliyah. If the person that got Shvi knows how to read Maftir, you could give him right away Maftir, and he could read the Haftorah, right? Ainu. שקורא בשמי בסיום הפרשו, כשהסיפו משקורא באחרין, אוי לגן למאפטיר, דוי כאן לנדה המאפטיר, אוי למיניון שיבה, כדל כמון בסיף דלבוב. במילא, he doesn't have to get it, no, זה עליה, he could be יויצה, the מאפטיר אוי למיניון שיבה. והקדיש, that we say after the תפילה, after the קריאס התוירו, יוימר אחר קריאס התוירו ברכויסר, not after his עליה, because then again, it'll be a problem that he will read the מאפטיר, because it's not ניקר. כוסף רמגודם דועדים בכל מפטיר, כששוכח לא אמרה קדיש מקוין וניסי על אר שכבר קורא המפטיר בתוירו, don't say קדיש now, because then if he reads the מפטיר, I'll be בזוין התוירו, people will not know that he got the Aliyah. לא אמרה קדיש, אך לה קריאה ספטורו, ברכוי סייר. And this is the reason that in ראש חוידש we have four Aliyahs, we say קדיש right after that. מה שאינגל in the tinies, that we have a מפטיר, we don't say the קדיש till after the מפטיר, till after ברכוי סייר. And the same thing in Purim. Well, because of that, it's anyway in the end, So when you put in the Orin, the Kodesh, the Sefer Torah, like we learned in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mechavav, and then we say the Kaddish before the Ashrei Yuvel Tzion, and before the Aleinu, different minhagim. Im Yodeh, if that person knows, V'mashvi Ein Yodeh, V'tzorch L'Alis L'mafti Recho Min HaKoidmin, if you can't give him to read because he doesn't know to read the Haftarah, so you have to give it to one of the people that got it ready the Aliyah. Az v'chol gav v'tzor l'asu v'likru v'levor v'ter l'shem maftir. So v'mele v'chai gav me what you do, zog v'ramo, you could say Kaddish. So im yodea, you don't have to say Kaddish. But if it's not yodea, so then anyway you have to give another Aliyah, so you say Kaddish after him, and then you give the Aliyah to one of the other people. If yesh acherim sheyodim l'haftir l'yaftir mishal l'kvar. But if it's someone else that knows to do the Haftarah, we don't give the same person that got one Aliyah to get two Aliyahs in the same day in the same Sefer Torah. And the same Kriya. Not only in the same Sefer Torah, in the same Kriya. Le'yaftir u'b'shabes chazayin mokim sh'aminek she'kirim harav le'amaftir le'ikru mikodim le'shlishi. Here we see that the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag was that the Rav gets shlishi. We spoke about it last year. Some places they get shishi, some places they get shvi. But for sure, Mishnah Berurah says, even if the meaning is to get Shlishi, if it's going to get Maftir anyways, we don't give him the two Aliyahs in the same week. Misha Olakva, Im Kruba Odom Bateir Vesaknes Tachers Vizdam Eloisa Aparsha Shekor Ayoim Tzor Lachzo Belevorech. Seifov, Im Toshli Achzibur Vesiyam Aparsha Im Ashishi. The Omar Kaddish was six Oilim and he said Kaddish. Ein Tzor Likro Oidacher. He doesn't have to call someone else to give him another Aliyah. Just what? Elo yikru ima maftir ma shikor ima shishi. He calls maftir, and that person repeats over the last kriya. The kaimelon maftir ole le minyan sheva. He doesn't have to call one more for shvi, and then for maftir. En tzor likro, tzolei ma shen tzor likro is oid shvi milvad ha maftir. The achri shom ha-kadish b'sim ha-par shen ukoi ha-chak, ha-chak l'shim maftir levad, k'me shiro gilto mid achri ha-kadish. And that person be oid le minyan sheva. Because Kaimelon Maftir Oile Leminyan Sheva. Abel in Nizkar Koidim Shomar HaKadish. Ozor Likro Is Echo Leshvi Ima Shekor Kvar. Again. Yesayim Apar Shim Aviyem HaKadish. Vahakir Yazor Likro Is Epsukim La Maftir Kmo Shirogil Tomi. It's a little bit mashma that in the first case, the Maftir repeats from Shishi. Don't know why. But in this case, that he didn't say Kaddish, so then he calls one more person to Shvi, and then he reads Maftir. I saw in the Mishnah Halacha wants to say, what would be if they finish the Kriyas HaTorah with five people? So anyway, they have to be Moisif two more people for Shiva Kruim. So Mele, you can only read a Maftir. So Mele, add three people. One for Shishi, one for Shvi, and then one for Maftir. Elo Yikro, Ve'etzor Lachzo V'leimar Kaddish. You don't say another Kaddish. You said already one Kaddish on the Kriyas HaTorah. And I was wondering, but Lamaisa, I saw Taka, this is what the person wants to say. What happens if you only read five people? So we said you have to give two more people, one Shishi and one Shvi. And we said, and then we give also Maftir. Did we say Kaddish again or not? Maybe only here that the last one is really called Maftir, we can't say Kaddish. And again, like we said, because if you say Kaddish, so then again, it'll be a hefsek in between the last Maftir and the Kriyas HaTorah. In the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatzion, the way he explains it would be mashmatake, that in that case that I'm saying that he called only five people and he has to add two more people and then he recalls them after, is mashma that you will say Kaddish again. If you look good in Sharatzion, see if God lamed ches, but I don't have a chochet, so I don't want to go mefurish about it. Siv Zayin, Korah parsha b'tfilas shachris b'shabes v'dilek posuk echot. He missed out a posuk. He has to read it again with two more psukim. So the lot of protein is like this. And remember he missed the pasuk, so the maftir will read again from the mokim adiluk. But if it's from shishi, no. So you finish the maftir, and then you read one more aliyah with three psukim. What would be if you remember in the middle of the Birkas Haftorah, you wait till after the Haftorah and you read three more Pesukim? What would be if you remembered after Musaf, this is the halacha, you take out the Sefer Torah and you read three more Pesukim and you make a bracha? What would be if you remember Mincha? So it's not Mefurash in Poiskim. In Sefer Yosef Oimetz, Simon Yud Beis in the Chidor, he says, Niradim leniskar b'yosem ha-besakneses rak achar she'olchu lebiteyem v'koshkim leniskiru ad sho'o she'olchu lemincha kvar over hazman ve'lo yachzoroit koshkim leniskiru le'achar Shabbos. But some poskim say not like that. That if you remember after Shabbos, so you read it next Shabbos. There's a lot of bigger chov in the poskim. It's a shayle. I saw in the poskim one cooler they want to bring down, that if the psukim that you missed was in Til Sheni, because anyway we read it during the week, then for sure you don't have to be chayzer. We paskin normally that you have to be chayzer, even in such a case. I think it's Geboit and Epsach from the Asteire, the Kriya Shabbos Shachris Ika. But, legabe, if you missed it already and now you're after Shabbos, or you're in Mincha, so the Piskei Tshuva wants to be soimach to mitzarev that shita that the Chayagavna to be soimach, not to be choizer and to read again. Seif Simen Reish Pe Gimel. Lo mo'el mitzim shtei Sefer Torah b'Shabbos. And every yontef we mitzim another Sefer Torah to the Parshas HaKarbonos of Yisrael. And this is the maftir. Why in Shabbos we don't do it? So this is Simen Reish Pe Gimel. Lo mo'el mitzim shtei Sefer Torah b'Shabbos u'boi Seif Echot. Seif Aleph. Mashen mitzim b'Shabbos Sefer Sheini Likrois, Parshas HaMusafim, Yivnei She'ein Bo Elo El Shtei Pesukim. What? We are not Moitzi and Shabbos, two Sefer Teres, to read the Parshas Korbonos of Shabbos, Mishum She'ein Bo Elo Shtei Pesukim. And the halacha is, we can't read the Parshas Pochit Mishalosh Pesukim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Nalef, She'ein Bo Ve'en Koyrim Bateira Pochit Mishalosh Pesukim. ולעיל בסימן קוף למדזי ולהצטרף עם הפסוקים שלו עם מיניונה של יוים יהיה אפשר ואתם תזכות ספורותם לפי שצורך לאפתו בנובי בכל שבס מיניונה של יוים and if you can read שבס in the end יהיה צורך לאפתו בדסוליק מיני ואין מיניונה שבס וכן כל האפתורס מיניונה אחד all the אפתורס will be the same but the first reason is because it's only two פסוקים and you can't add for something else so the Taz in סימן טוף חוב גימל brings down from the Ran. So why in Rosh Chodesh we added the Yom HaShabbos? It's not Minyan Yishol Yom. So the Ran wants to answer that Rosh Chodesh is Minyan Yishol Shabbos because sometimes Shabbos Rosh Chodesh are together. But Mishnah Halacha wants to answer that could be that the Gemara says that 3 days before Shabbos is Mekamei Shabbos and 3 days after is Achoyre Shabbos and is Halacha Litzkeus HaShabbos B'chol Yom. So Shabbos is every time Minyan Yishol. I just want to mention in one ashlomet, the Simon Reish Pei Dalet, what we said in Seif Hei, that a person that doesn't know how to read the Haftorah, the Maisa we have to know, we're learning now in Simon Reish Pei Dalet and Seif Dalet, that even that the Ramos says not to give aliyah to someone that doesn't know how to read the Haftorah, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Seif Kod Muches, ובזמננו שהמינג בכמה מקוים מסליכתוב נביאים על הקלף, ובגלי לכספתרה, אפילו לכתחיל למותר ליקרויס למפטר, אפילו מי שאין יודע ליקרויס. דויו עם הכל הברוכס, והשעת שיקרו אבטורת. And לפי זה, all the ראש פי בי סיפה is not נגיעה. I want to be in a place that is no class. רבוזנה brings down in שבט הלוי. And it's a שכנור חרב. ובזמננו שני הגים בארבע מקוים שכל הכל, כל רעפטור בכל, כל אכול לאסמו עם מותר לכתחילה. לינו הגשאוילה למפטר, יהיה עם הברוכס וכל הכל, כל רעפטור. אף אם אין להם אפתור על קלף כספר תירה. ואף במקום שבעל קוירו אימר אפתור הזוק, סמפויסקים ואין להם אפתור על קלף, אלו קוירו מתי חומש, יש לו עוקב ליקרס להמפתיר, איך עוד שאני יודע ליקרס האפתור, משום דבלו איזה יתחו ארבע מעלי הסמפתיר, של לוויש וליקר מחלקס בין המספללים. אז לפי דיס הלוחס, סעיפי איז נאצה נגע אינימור, אין החנמי.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.